He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. Well, for a week, we're actually not in Reliant Stadium. We're in Indianapolis for the 2009 Scouting Combine. That's where pro prospects from across the country come to audition for NFL teams. Now, on Friday, head coach Gary Kubiak and general manager Rick Smith took the podium to talk about the state of the Texans. For Smith, it has been a busy time. On Thursday, he used the franchise tag on cornerback Dante Robinson. He also has draft needs on his mind. But he started out addressing Robinson and saying that he understood that Robinson was upset about receiving the franchise tag, but he's looking forward to moving on with negotiations with Robinson and seeing Robinson on the Texans defense, because the cornerback is an integral part of what the Texans want to do.
Well, I think the first thing you gotta remember and understand is that a negotiation is a dynamic, fluid process. And we had a conversation very early in the negotiation process where I indicated I didn't want to use a franchise tag on Dante, and I was clear about that because of the negative feelings around the tag. And so my approach was that we're going to do everything that we can do to get a deal done so that we don't have to use that. We don't want to do it. But things change in the negotiation, and we had a value that we had placed on him. And there's some deals that have been done at the end of the season, and even as recently as this week, and we felt like he fit in that area. That was our initial position for him with respect to value in his contract, and we changed on that. And we offered him a deal that exceeded that. So we changed a lot of different positions as the thing went. But the whole time, as you know, up until yesterday at 4 o'clock, the franchise tag is always in play. And so when they elected to exercise their right of declining our offer, that, you know, it's going to make him one of the highest paid corners in football, we exercise our option to tag him. It's just part of the deal. I mean, he's upset about it. I understand that. But it's a decision that we felt like was best for our organization and our club. He's very, very important to our football team, to our defense. We've got a new defensive coordinator, Frank Bush. We want to play aggressively. He can do some things that we want to do. Which is why we had the kind of deal on the table that we had, and why we worked so hard to try to get him signed. Didn't work out, so hopefully we'll continue to work with him and try to get a deal done.
As for Kubiak talked about the 2006 draft class with the Texans, which has already produced three Pro Bowlers. But Kubiak also said that the Texans have the flexibility to move Mario Williams around. Mario Williams can play on the right side and the left side of the defensive line. And that gives the Texans flexibility going into the draft, because then they can draft a player who can play on either side. Kubiak also says that he does not plan to move D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico Ryans will stay at the Mike linebacker spot, but the Texans will take a hard look at the very deep class of linebackers coming out in the draft this year.
Yeah, it has been a tremendous draft when you think about, there's three Pro Bowl players, I think, if I'm right. You go with Mario, D'Amico, and now Owen Daniels amongst that group. Eric Winston's been starting for us since maybe he's four or five games into his rookie year. We felt like we also had the other tackle, too, except for an injury, and David Anderson's been a big contributor on our team. So, you know, that's been an exceptional draft for us. And, of course, Mario and D'Amico led the way from that standpoint. Well, first off, go back to the coordinator, John. Obviously, we decided to go in a new direction this offseason. Just felt like we weren't making the progress that we needed to be making, from a year-to-year basis. So Frank will take over from that standpoint. Our philosophy is not going to change much. We're still going to be a 4-3 football team. From that standpoint, but hopefully the direction and what we become on the defensive side of the ball will be more aggressive and naturally be better. As far as Mario and D'Amico go, naturally Mario is a player who's been on our right side the majority of the time. He can play both sides. As we look in free agency in the draft, I think we do have flexibility there, John, because of the fact that Mario can play both spots. So we'll see. We're just going to try to get better up front as a football team. As far as D'Amico, we never want to move him. I mean, he's been a great player inside for us. But at the same time, we're not going to eliminate looking at various linebackers because he is a middle linebacker. We're going to try to get better athletically as a football team and then adjust from there.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.